Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show here with my little furball co-host Jackie Chan Kitty, and woo, I almost pooped my pants, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize for it seemed to start late, but it was technical difficulties. I'm going, uh-oh, so trying to stay calm, bringing the energy down. But today will be about, you know, like I said, I've been trying to write to people to get guests on my show, and my caller, I have a caller, I don't know who it is, but they're in the queue, so I'm going to bring them on a second, but to let you know, I'm going to have to let everyone, you know, give them time. I'm getting people to be guests on my show, and I really don't like to have someone as a last-minute guest, because I like to, you know, do a little promotion for anybody that's a guest on my show, so I will be getting people, and I like to have a couple days in advance, so, you know, I like to promote people, since I'm giving, you know, a big voice. What I'm going to do is help in giving back, so let's start the show, and right away, I'll get into some topics afterwards, but since I have a caller that's been waiting patiently for about 8 minutes in the queue, I'd like to bring this person on, so give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Well, you know me on Twitter as I Have the Power 82 or as Blast Processing.
welcome. I'm glad you could call on your show. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, I was just driving home on the way from church, so I just put it on speaker and set it down until you came on.
Oh, okay. Just be careful if you're driving because, you know, I don't want anything. I want everyone to be nice and safe. And my show is a very, you know, great inspirational show. And I try to get people who want to promote something. So to start off with, because I saw it on Twitter, and I used to be a gamer a long time ago. I'm a Mama Calls player and stuff like that. But I just wanted to bring you on the air to do a little bit of promotion because we just recently connected on Twitter. So, you know, can you tell people the views about yourself and, you know, about some things of where you go to check you out? So what are you about?
Well, my real name is Genesis Moss, and I started doing toy reviews just a little over 2 years ago. My channel was originally called Mossman's Fragrant Forest, playing off my last name being Moss and the fact that I'm a big He-Man fan. And that was pretty much all I was doing was Masters of the Universe toys. Then when I decided to start doing other stuff, I changed my channel's name to Sector 7G because I'm a big fan of The Simpsons and Homer works in Sector 7G of the power plant. And recently I started doing game reviews to add to that. And I thought to myself, my name is Genesis. The Sega Genesis had what they call Blast Processing, so why not play off my name a little bit more? And I recently changed my name to Blast Processing for my channel. And I've been doing this for about 2 years. I did about two game reviews earlier last year for a series that I'd started called The Basement Gamer. They were terrible. I basically sat in my basement, pointed one camera at me, one camera at the TV, and just sat there and fumbled and talked to the camera for 15 minutes. And it didn't work out, and I knew it was horrible. But it got a few views. People seemed to like it okay. And I said, well, why not take everything that I've learned as a toy reviewer and apply that to retro video games, and that's where the Gamer Chronicles came from, which is my new series. I did my first episode on Metal Gear Solid, and from there I've also done Super Castlevania 4, Vector Man, and recently this week, Wave Race 64. I'm trying to make this a weekly series, so hopefully I can get out 52 episodes a year. And I'm just really just trying to promote this, wanting people to, you know, come by, watch, check out my channel, and that's about it.
So where are you at? Did you say your first name? I was trying to hit. Did you say Jim is your first name? Is that correct?
Genesis.
Genesis. Okay. Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure because I used to. I haven't been a new gamer or anything, and I used to. You know, I used to like when you know old school Nintendo and such, and you know even before everything, you know, cosplay and stuff. And I used to go to all the conventions and stuff. And the other reason why I wanted to bring you on is because you are a gamer, I'd like you to explain to any listeners out there, you know, because when you hear people saying, you know, video games and such, and they think people actually have no lives, but it seems like you took something you really loved, and you're making something with it. Now, can you tell people, you know, about, you know, the why so many people, like, love playing games and such? I mean, from your point of view, what you tell people about it, because they think people that do that have no lives.
Well, I think a lot of it, at least for me, you know, I'm not applying this or trying to make a broad statement or anything, but for me, I think a lot of the collecting, the gaming, just constantly, you know, doing it, things in my life. I remember, you know, like, the good times that I had as a kid. I grew up in a broken home. My father was abusive, alcoholic stepfather after that. So video games for me as a kid were an escape. They were the good, they were the that shining little light in the darkness for me. Same with the toys and the cartoons and stuff. And for me, it's just, it brings back those good memories, those things that I remember that I loved as a kid. And it's kind of also like taking a big emotional aspirin. It's like, you know, if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling, you know, thinking about the past or whatever, and I'm upset, I'll go right down to my basement, turn on the Nintendo, play Super Mario Brothers, and I'll feel better. And for me, that's what it is. And I think a lot of people who are really, really into this stuff kind of have a little bit of the same background as myself. And I think it helps kind of like ease a lot of the, I guess, emotional issues that we get growing up. And I love it, and it's a passion of mine, and my wife's totally supportive of me doing this stuff, and
oh,
it's really great.
Oh, that is so sweet. Because I love hearing things like that, people being supportive, you know, significant others being supportive. And it's like, you know, you hear these stories, right, where for me personally, just in my own experience from seeing, I can't say everybody's viewed this, but, you know, girlfriends, some girlfriends can't understand why their significant other or boyfriends are into it. But, you know, with the game stuff, what I'm really learning, and I hopefully maybe I can get into it via system someday, it's actually good for hand-eye coordination, because one of my teachers, one of my martial arts instructors, the school that I go to, even though I haven't trained, he said he actually, you know, wrote about that years ago, about a paper about how it really good is really good for eye and hand and coordinations and such. I mean, do you think that way too?
I think that way. I don't really see it in myself, but I definitely think it can help anybody. And if you're sitting there staring at a screen, you have your hand on the controller, you got to know that button layout. You got to know, you know, if I move my thumb up to this button, it's going to make my character jump, but if I go down to this button, I'm going to, like, attack or shoot or whatever. So you got to kind of know, like, that layout, so your hands and your eyes have to work together without having to look back down at that controller to know, oh, do I hit B or A?
Hmm. It's kind of like you almost have to be a hand-coordinated ninja.
Yeah, basically.
Like, knowing it, because it's for me, I've been around some people, and it seems like I can watch the screen. All the new things are really awesome. I see the new games. I don't know all the names, right? The technology is great, but if I go to try to play or look at some of them, I think it sets off my vertigo, and it gets me dizzy, and it gets me sick, and it's like, not that I don't want to, but I can watch it. But I can't play and watch all this new stuff. It seems like it's hard for me, and I'm trying to overcome that. So I'm hoping, you know, I mean, what would you advise me, okay, for a game that someone who has, it's like, you know, the way my mental capacity is, where it's very hard for me, you know, how to have everything cooperate, hand-eye coordination, what would be one of the easiest games that's one of the newest games that's out today that you think I'd be able to handle?
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet. What is that about? Like, what's kind of like the theme? Or
it plays a lot like the original Super Mario Brothers games. It's like a side-scrolling mm-hmm. platformer game, but you're basically a walking burlap sack. And you just I'm not even kidding. It's great. It's adorable. It's one of the few games I'm able to get my wife to sit down and play, and it's so cute. But you just go through the end of the level, you know, fight a boss, and keep going. It's just like Mario yeah. Brothers, and the cool thing about it is it has a level creator in it, and you can go online and play other people's created levels.
Oh, is it interactive online? Is that?
Yep. You can play up to four players online, up to four players just via the PlayStation as well if you have four controllers.
Oh. Huh. So, like, how has your been experience? Like, I see these things where, you know, people that want to play online games, sometimes people come out of nowhere and want to attack you, and, like, they're adventure games, and it's like, how can you play the game without being interrupted? Does that drive you crazy? I mean, you know which ones I'm talking about, the big ones. Is that crazy?
It is a little crazy. I used to play Star Wars The Old Republic for about 2 months. I personally can't get into, like, the MMOs, but I tried it because I'm a big Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. And people do, they just want to come out of nowhere and just like, hey, I want to fight you. And it's like, they'll be like level 50, and I'm like level 10.
Oh.
And it's just, it's like, oh, let's bully this guy, you know. And it's frustrating. If I'm going to play a game where I'm attacking somebody, I'll do something like Duke Nukem or Doom or Halo or one of those kind of games or Street Fighter or something like that, where I'm a little more evenly matched with somebody.
Hmm. So it's kind of not fair. It's kind of like,
yeah,
that's
pretty
what
much.
I was thinking, you know, because it's like thinking, well, there should be like a little bit of an honor system, you know, because if you're really like a level 50 and, you know, and you're going to go after someone and do, I mean, I know in like martial arts and training and like a form that I had trained for a while in Capoeira, you couldn't really, if you were a low one, you can't like really go and, you know, say I'm going to go fight this bigger person. It was kind of almost on the same level, or sometimes you could, but I'm just like, man, that must That must be freaking crazy.
Well, I'd rather fight somebody bigger than me than smaller than me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
small,
true.
Small people
yourself.
Go crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of true. It's kind of like, well, I mean, in like the levels of experience. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like having the experience online. I mean, martial arts, it's a little bit different, but online, it's kind of like, it doesn't seem fair because, you know, probably in real life you could whip their butt, but it's kind of like, online people are so like ninjas, like electronic ninjas, and it's like, man, you know, because I've seen that personally. And it's, I mean, the games sound really great, and I know that there's so many conventions nowadays and such, and I'm hoping, you know, someday when I own a car again, I'd like to actually, you know, start getting out there and checking things out. But I moved up to Maine, so I'm trying to, like, you know, find more people. I started making friends here, and I'm hoping to move to California and do things like, you know, other films. I do, you know, start getting involved in the film community, and it's like looking to see that there's a whole world in the gamer system, and I'm so out of the loop. So it's like, well, see what this guy's all about. Invite him on my show, and that's what I do. And you know, if there's ever things with your show, you know, let me know. I can get you on and promote you. And Dialis was like a last minute thing, but I like to, you know, cue you up. Look, pictures, everything you do. If you find me on Facebook and we're Facebook friends, I can see if you have a Facebook profile. What I usually do is for my guests is I take their pictures, I put it in a queue so with the link on my Facebook page. If people click onto the link, they'll see stuff about you and anything that you're promoting in the link as they're listening to the show. So, you know, if you're welcome to be a guest.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Sure. You know, let me know. I mean, if you're doing something, if you're promoting something. And then afterwards, the great thing afterwards, since the show is archived, it has a link. You can use it for promotion for yourself. You can post it. You can get the link. You can post it to your Twitter account, your Facebook account, and just use it as many times as you want for promotion. So let me know, and you know, get in contact with me, and I'll invite you as a guest, and we'll do it right on the show, okay?
Oh, I'd love to do that. That'd be great to promote my channel and my show even more. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, and even if you didn't have time, if you write something for me and send it to me, you know, in my inbox and on my Facebook page or an email, I can read it on the air, give you some props on my show, because that's what I like to do. I like to, you know, give back because I'm getting a bigger voice, and I figure, you know, have it as a domino effect and help others to help promote their things. So if you know any other people, you know, that have stuff, that wants to be promoted, is trying to get something started somewhere, just let me know. Just tell them to get in contact with me, and I'll help them out too.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I'll send you, do you accept direct messages on Twitter?
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm kind of a little bit of a tech tot. I'm learning. I just started learning the whole, I've had a Twitter page, but I just started learning, and it's like, I've had it for a couple years, but I guess to follow people, you could follow, so I'm learning. So I guess, you send, it's like an inbox, right? That's on the Twitter too.
Yeah.
You can send it there. Because people have been doing that, and it looks like computer-generated. It doesn't look like personal. It looks like automatic. So I'm like, are they really writing to me, or is there all computer? They all look the same. So
there are a lot
know,
of bots on Twitter. I've gotten a lot of private messages from people with links, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know you.
Yeah. I mean, if they were, like, writing to me directly, it's like more kind of gets my attention, but it's like it's all the same thing. I'm getting all these followers, and I'm getting over and dated, and I'm getting dizzy on Twitter. So it says, well, maybe if you, even if you, I don't know if you have a Facebook page, because that's even a great promotional tool that you, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a Facebook page, a Twitter, and a YouTube.
Oh, okay. Well, if you find me after you get off the phone with me, look me up. You can find me. I'm under Shelly, Nunchucks, or if you even Google my name, you can find it somewhere on Facebook. And just send me a direct, you know, Facebook page, and I'll inbox you when I get off the show, and I can set you up to be a guest on my show. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, so before I let you go, where can people find all your things about your promotion stuff? Let people know.
Well, for Twitter, it's at IHaveThePower82. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/mossman82. That's MOSSMAN82. And on YouTube, it's youtube.com/82mossman, MOSSMAN. So, yeah, I was born in 1982, if that's not obvious.
that's okay. I'm an old school mama cosplayer before all these names and stuff. So I went, before it was all overcrowded, so I met, like, Lieutenant Uhura, Lou Ferrigno, and it wasn't even as crazy it was, and it was nice now, everything, so, you know, so that's okay. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's where everybody can find me, and I'll definitely message you as soon as I get in the house.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll probably be on the air for a little while. So if you know anybody that would like to, anybody else that has promotions, tell them to give them my telephone number. Tell them to call, and I'll still be on the air for a little while, and then let them know, you know, if they hook up with me today, I can get them on the show as a future guest too, okay?
Awesome. Will do.
Well, thanks, and we'll keep in touch, and look forward to having you guest on my show, Genesis.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, see, it's like I always know how, like, you know how you get this feeling when you connect with people, and there's always something with me. There's a reason why I connect with people for a longer period of time, and it seems like, you know, I've been out of the loop with some, you know, games and stuff. I was old school, like old school Nintendo when it first came out, Sega Genesis, long, long time ago. And for me, myself, I'm trying to overcome, you know, I don't know if you can say the seizures, but I get wicked bad migraines when playing games. And I've seen graphics, and even my teacher, Z, got a brand new PlayStation, which I was sitting there, you know, Christmas Day watching this stuff. But I guess with the new PlayStation, there was so many, there was millions of people, no one could download anything on Christmas Day. So finally afterwards, I was seeing some of the graphics. I was like, oh, man, that's really cool. And I hope, you know, I really am able to overcome this, which I know I think I can, because, you know, if I can understand, you know, some, maybe this isn't a great comparison, but I love watching great subtitled films. And got my brain used to it many years ago. You know, a lot of great Asian action films that I watch overseas, where I'm used to with the fight scenes and can watch the subtitles and films. And it's like, you know what? If I can handle that, maybe, you know, handle dreams and dreams, blah, blah, blah. I need some coffee here. Maybe I can handle some, you know, games and stuff. But, you know, going on, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, here I was, I had a caller in queue for about 8 minutes. I do apologize because I had some technical difficulties, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. And I think what had happened is my computer decided to do a checkup, run something, a checkup for viruses on my computer as I was trying to log into the radio show. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't believe my system is checking for viruses at the time, you know, for when I'm trying to air live on the radio station here. So that got me to, you know, for a little bit. So, you know, anyway, today's show, like, I don't really have a guest set up for the show, but you know me. I like to stumble upon anything that's crossing my head. And I'd like to talk about ninjas and samurais and other things. Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. But here today, I wanted to talk about a little bit about my film. And believe it or not, you know, with my Bostonian accent, I'm telling you, I brutally slaughter words. So sometimes I have to spell it out. I was going around talking to people like, man, I need some sort of title for my film. I have this no-name title for my film, you know, with great people that I'm having to think of. To be in my film, and I came across the idea with a friend named Alex. I'm like, man, I am trying to think, blah, 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 this and that. I actually got it from him, and like I said, I will always give credit where credit is due, and it's like, how about feudal? And I'm like, what? And it's that feud-o, F-E-U-D, how am I spelling it? I'm kind of like, I think I need some more coffee here, but I'm actually going to bring it up and make sure I am spelling it correctly because, you know, I know that people are grammar Nazis and vocabulary Nazis and everything like that. So I'm actually going to bring it up where I was actually posting on my wall how to spell it. Feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L, war. And I'm just bringing it up here. I actually posted, you know, title of an album of people who I've been networking with, and I do know, okay, before anybody says anything, I already know, no one has to say anything, that you need money, okay? From what I know, I'm doing my homework, and you all know how much I love ninjas and action films and stuff, but I don't want to have a crappy type of film. And it's going to take me quite a while to write this, and everybody's like, well, she's still talking about it, and just blah, blah, blah. I'm writing it and telling about, not telling about the plot, but some things that I'm doing and such, and having ideas for films. And as I said before, the thing is, with my film, I like to, you know, think, now I know, because, you know, I'm not SAG or nothing like that. Reality is, even though I have supporters and they like to see me in the film, filming in the entertainment world, it's a business. You have to be smart and think of it. Now, I'm thinking, you know, not that it's impossible that I can't be in films. I know a lot of people may not want to see me in a film at all. I'm not sad or anything. I'm being realistic. I know I will have supporters and people will see that I love, you know, martial arts films. I really do have some experience in training in martial arts. I am not saying anything at all. I'm not saying I'm a black belt expert or not. I'm not saying anything like that. I have a little bit of training. Beginners, we've got to get this through where people think maybe I'm talking, you know, like I'm this great martial artist. No, I am not. I'm stating the fact that I've actually had some training in a dojo for a couple years. The first one I trained in was in capoeira. It was a Brazilian form of martial art. It started in Brazil and transcended, It started in Africa and transcended in Brazil. So let me get that straight and clear there. Africa, then to Brazil. Because it started at the form of slaves, that where they actually trained, and they had their hands chained together, and they disguised it. And what is a great way to disguise something, and, you know, as a dance? And it was done with music and stuff around campfires, and a lot of slaves, they actually had their hands chained, so they had to learn to fight a little way. So that was the first martial art. I just trained a couple years, and that was actually in my 30s. And the thing is, you know, stepping into the dojo, you know, it's kind of thinking, you know, I was actually at a bad point in my life. And just as you heard what Genesis had said, you know, he got into games and such, you know, with things that was a hard in his life, which was a positive thing. And he's taken it to a next level for himself. So I applaud that very much. I am a supporter of dreams. So, you know, because I had stepped into that dojo, had opened my world up, and I'm starting to open up my eyes even more to the world. Maybe you can say I'm kind of like a baby in a way, sort of way, because the world is really starting to open up, and I'm in my 40s. Now, they say age doesn't matter, and I'm trying to, you know, overcome the things with what society's been programmed into my mind, because even though I've had great people coming into my life, like dragons and ninjas and stuff like that, I'm trying to overcome myself and, you know, with things in my life and fighting my own demons. And that's what I'm really, especially over in the last couple of weeks, I'm overcoming those things, and I'm accepting things and things for myself, which is making me feel a lot better within myself, and it's helping me to go forward in my own life. So here again, once to go back to my film itself, I'm not going to say the plot. I mean, I've already spoken to you about, like, it's going to start in Boston, and I already told my actors, it's like the family part and stuff. Everyone's going to get killed in Boston. All the Boston actors are all going to die. It's going to be so traumatic, but it's going to make sense to shift it out to California where to get it filmed. The thing is, I've been networking for 10 years, so this is not something that is happening overnight. So this is why I say when people have dreams, this is why I'm saying to hold on. And it's okay if it takes a long time. Even though I've written another film, a short film, and it's called The Dishwasher, which is my big Jackie Chan-influenced film, it's something that I'm going to put on hold for a little while, but I still have theirs put aside. This one, I think I'm going forward first. Sometimes this does happen, believe it or not. People do write scripts, and sometimes it's not till 10 years later that, you know, they'll do a film. But this one, it's just something that says I have to do this one before my other film. Something's telling me to do it inside. So something deep down inside my chest, inside my heart, it's telling me to go forward with this. So the thing with the idea of my film, which I've been networking with people in the business, you know, and I'm really very, very thankful. And I keep asking for the universe to bring more dragons and more ninjas and people that are really smart, very talented, you know, that have been in the business, in Hollywood business, for a long time. So especially within the last year, I've been blessed to be able to network with people who I've grown up watching in films. This is why I know I'm lucky, and I'm very, very thankful for this. Once again, like I said, if you're working for things, I've said this before, and you may think, okay, someone else is being handed something to them. And I know, girls, you might think, well, why are these girls, because they look a certain way, that they're handed things and I'm not? Well, the thing is, you know, you can't worry about what everybody else is doing. And I'm learning this myself because when you learn things, and sometimes with me, it takes a while to learn these things for myself. So I think things are starting, I'm having to have breakthroughs for myself. So with that, I'm trying to help others, you know, to give back in my own way. You know, that's why I was doing this radio show, and I think I'm almost up to 150 radio shows now, giving back in my own way and having people on my radio shows. And as I'm doing my own things, you know, that's what I'd like to do, is to give back. So going back to my film, what I'm doing, and I'm not going to say about the plot. I mean, you all know I've been talking about ninjas and samurais, and you know that I'm going to be in the film. And I know that, you know, I'm being smart. You know, and like I says, people are going to come at me and say, you need investors. Let me do the film first. Let me write it, then turn it into a script and get it packaged. Those are the first steps, because if you, people are going to say, well, this and this money, let's write it first. That's what I'm going to do. And it's going to take a long time, and I'm doing my homework. As I'm getting the ideas, I'm studying everything I possibly can study, so that knowing, too, also someone that's writing it myself. You know, I grew up loving ninjas. I've never, what I said before, I've never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. You know, I dressed up one year as, I have a scorpion costume for Mortal Kombat. I did that a couple years ago. I actually was in a film, Central Realism. It was just a small part. And I had my Kato costume, which in this year, in 2013, was the anniversary death of Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee. So I had my Kato costume, but I got it such a big size, too big, but I was able to be a head boss ninja, and it was just a little scene, and got to do a little bit of fighting in a film that is going to be coming out this spring. And be able to show, you know, because I know what fans, looking on the internet and seeing comments and stuff, and I know what fans say about ninjas, and a lot of people that don't get it that say, well, acting is acting, or saying, and saying, you know, why are the ninjas and the samurais, why aren't they really, you know, Japanese or Chinese? Because from what I'm learning from my homework, knowing that some ninjas were Chinese, which I am seeing that, so it would make sense to have some people that are Chinese to play ninjas, and looking to see who's going to play samurais. Now, the thing is, okay, networking, and I've been very lucky and very blessed to connect with people, and I've been asking for so many, such a long time, please keep bringing me dragons. The blessed thing is, you know, besides other people, I made a contact with someone who I've watched. I mean, you all, you guys all know I love Jackie Chan, you know, love him very, very much, and he's someone who I wish to work with. But, you know, right now I'm going on my path and doing what I got to do, and the thing is, being blessed and to follow my dream, I had to open my eyes and see what's been given in my path. What am I connecting with? So other people, you know, I, like I said, I've been connecting with people for the past year, and I kept saying, you know, I really just keep bringing me dragons. Keep bringing me dragons and ninjas and stuff. The funny thing is, networking and stuff, one of the biggest dragons of it all, a living legend, Don the Dragon Wilson, I've connected with, and, you know, I've got an idea to write him in a film. In my film. His son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, was actually a guest on my show. And it's just looking at those two, and I'll tell you all about other people on the ideas for my film. When I looked at Don Wilson, and knowing that Don the Dragon Wilson, you know, living legend, he's been in the Guinness Book for about 11 years. He's been in about 30 action films and such. Looking at him, like really, really looking at him, you know, and seeing, I could see samurai. Seriously, I could see samurai. In all these decades and stuff, why has no one saw Don the Dragon Wilson as a samurai? Because that's what you really, really, you know, can see. In samurai, you know, they're Japanese. So what I did was actually did a program. I know I've repeated this before on my show, but I took a program and took Don Wilson's head and put it in a samurai costume. And you can actually see, I mean, the expressions that Don the Dragon Wilson, what better person than to play a samurai than Don the Dragon Wilson. So, since I know that his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, has some, you know, training and trained with his dad. You know, I looked at him and, you know, Japanese bloodline right there, looked at him in this one picture, and it says samurai, samurai, samurai. So, excuse me, I'm choking on my own spit here. I took Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, his head, put it in a samurai costume, and I was like, there, samurai. So as I'm doing stuff, you know, for character stuff, I'm only saying this because this is what I'm seeing. I'm saying Team Samurai, Team Ninja, bad guys, and other people looking to see, okay, I got Team Samurai. But these guys are going to be good guys. I mean, there's going to be bad samurais and ninjas. But, you know, from what I know in films and stuff in history, and like I said, I've seen many things are changing, and I've seen, been blessed to watch great action films from overseas, great, you know, Asian action films. But knowing in history, in a lot of films, there's a lot of whitewashing. And if you don't know what whitewashing is, you've got to understand it's something where they've taken, you know, with the Asian culture, and they actually say someone's too Chinese or too Asian or too Japanese to play a part, and they give it to someone who's white. Now, people are going to be like, oh, here we go again, Shelley. But no, just hear me out. What I want to do is in my film, you know, it's not just about ninjas and samurais, but to bring two generations and put in the film. And I know fans will love this. I know they will love it because I know people all over the world, and I've been networking, checking things out, and this has been going on for years, and I know where I'm going to send my film when it's done. I'm not going to say where, but I've been doing my homework, and I'm keeping this to myself. So knowing what the fans want to see, because they're not going to really know who I am. I've only done a little bit of films here and there, you know, had fun, and I'm working on things myself, other films and stuff now. But the reality is, fans in around the world in different countries, they're going to want to see. They want to see if someone's a samurai. They want to see someone that is Japanese. That's the really reality of it. They want to see that. That's what they really love. And I think that's what something special that I'm going to show. Plus, besides that, with the bloodline of someone who's actually Japanese to be samurai, even with the ninjas. Now, like I said, there's going to be good and bad ninjas, so it'll make sense with the plot. Like I said, people are going to be like, well, you're going to have people that are Caucasians, that are ninjas and samurais. It'll work out, believe me, trust me. Now, like, moving on, like I said, doing my homework, you know, other people I've networked with, and a blessed man, and I'm like, I'm sending out some love to Douglas Wong. The man has helped so many people. He's such a sweetheart, and you know, he's helped train people like Kevin Sorbo from Hercules. He's helped train Lucy Lawless from Xena. He's helped, you know, before, what's his name, from The Notebook. What is his name? Ryan Gosling from The Notebook. He trained him from Young Hercules, and he's helped so many people in this world. So the thing is, I put him on Team Ninja. Now, he's not really considered me a ninja. I'm just putting him on Team Ninja because this is where he would fit. He's going to be considered wise man. Now, I'm not calling him, when you say wise man, people say the old wise man. No, let's scratch that. He's going to be the wise man. And when you think of wise, you think of older, mature, you know, intelligent. That's what I want to portray Douglas, because he's very humble. I've had Douglas Wong on my show a few times. I'm going to have him on my show, and it's like, I just want to send out some love to Douglas Wong today. And also, on Team Ninja, besides Douglas, I'm thinking of his son, Travis Wong. Now, Travis, actually, he's in high demand now, and he played on G.I. Joe. He was one of the Red Ninjas and many different things he's worked on. So he actually played ninjas, so he's actually going to be on Team Ninja. So to have on the ninja team, on the good ninja team, father and son, Douglas Wong and Travis Wong. So other things too on my show, on my film, other people who I really, really think is really cool. One of my warrior sisters who I actually had on my show, Melissa Tracy, who's worked in the business for quite a long time. And I want to overcome a lot of stereotypes. Now, Melissa has blonde hair. And the thing that I want to overcome is, you know, what they do show is women, a lot of times in the industry, women with blonde hair to be these screaming, yelling idiots. And it's like, you know, they'll have the big boobs and the looks in it, and it's kind of like, why don't they have to keep showing that? I mean, it's the stereotypical thing. So this woman is so sexy. Guys, fellas, you, anybody that's into swords, this woman can handle a sword. She's smart and intelligent. She's blonde. And I'm bringing this overcome the stereotypical thing, and she's very intelligent. Very sexy, fellas. I'm telling you, she's a beautiful, gorgeous woman. So I'm actually going to have her on there and looking to see also one of the first stuntmen that was actually on my show was Johnny Crane, who was actually a comedian. And the thing is, you know, he sat there and he, you know, very down to earth. All these people that I'm talking about that have been so experienced in the, you know, in Hollywood, they're so down to earth. Maybe it's a blessing, and I'm going to say I'm very lucky, because you hear about all this Hollywood stuff and you hear all these big things. I think these people that are doing the martial arts have kept very grounded in as a stunt person, stunt people, stunt men, stunt women. So I think I was blessed, because I think all these people that I'm talking with are going to help keep me grounded. So I'm very lucky that I am going to have people that help me out. And getting back to Johnny Crane, he actually fought Jet Li. And it's kind of thinking like, man, he was excited when he worked on the set of Jet Li, and he was telling me about a story when he was supposed to play dead, and he, like, opened up his eyes while they were filming, you know, and he was like, whoa, and they're like, cut, 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 and they had to cut the scene, and they told Johnny, lay back down. He's like, I'm so sorry, it's just Jet Li was so fast, and like, okay, you lay down. So, you know, that's something Johnny Crane. Now, Johnny Crane's an action guy, so I tend to think he doesn't really want to talk. But with Johnny Crane, since part of him is Chinese, the thing that I look at him, I look at Johnny Crane, and I look at him as a terracotta warrior. And it's something that I'm seeing. It's like I can see that in his expressions. He can play a terracotta warrior. Now, I know that everybody that I'm talking about, you know, you have to go through the proper channels. But these are ideas, because this is what I can picture. And fans, I know that fans want to see these things. They want to see these things because of the comments that I see on the internet. They want to see, you know, in that bloodline, they really want to see, and they're getting sick and tired of stuff that is going on in movies and stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is what fans really, really want in Ninjas and Samurais, because even though I'm going to be writing myself into the film, they're going to want to see the big names and stuff. So the other thing that I've been connected with, who's a blessing, another blessing, I got to love this guy. Love him. I call him my ninja pal. And the thing is, you know, growing up and watching, you know, all these ninja films and, you know, going back dated, okay, yes, I'm going to sound like I'm so old and decrepit, but that the fact that one of my ninja pals, Stephen Lambert, he actually played a lot of ninjas in Hollywood, and he's done those crazy stunts. You know, he really is a ninja, and it's just amazing that this man is so down to earth, and he's actually reached out to me, and it's like I'm writing him in, and it's like even though he really is good-hearted, because of his experience, it's like, man, I don't want to do this, but I'm thinking, because Stephen Lambert, a tremendous amount of experience, this is why I'm writing him as the bad ninja. Because of safety reasons, he would be the one, you know, that I could be the go-to guy. I mean, not insane, all the other people, but because he has so much experience with safety, with being a ninja, I would like to write him as a bad guy. Even though he's a great guy, his experience and safety factor, that's why I want to have him as a lead bad guy ninja. Because of his experience. So even though he's a good guy, I have to write him as a bad guy. And he would kick butt. I'm telling you, Stephen Lambert would kick butt. And that's exactly what I can actually, you know, see him doing. So, you know, another thing, he's doubled a lot for James Woods. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, since he's had the experience of doubling for James Woods, and he works well with James Woods on set and stuff, the thing that I would like to do is make head bad guy James Woods. I know people are going to be like, you're crazy, Shelly, you're thinking all these ideas. I have nothing to lose when I'm thinking these ideas, because if you really think about it, you don't have to say anything at all to say bad guy. You just say two words, James Woods, and people will know what you're talking about, because he plays these sleazy bad guys, which is great. Yes, people, I already know. No one can tell me anything. You know, you need money. let me write the film first. I'm saying that these ideas, I won't say what my plot is. So, you know, having the ideas and having other people on here. Now, as crazy as it sounds, like I've, you know, thought of other people for my films and stuff like that, the craziest idea that I have even further, people would have like, yeah, okay, Shelley, yeah, right, is someone who else, I've watched their films, and because I am an underdog, and my favorite films are underdogs, I'm thinking of Sylvester Stallone. No, I'm not kidding. People are going to be like, you're right, Shelley, ha, 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 this and that. No, just hear me out. Sylvester Stallone, you know, he's the greatest underdog story of all time. You know, he did Rocky. They said he couldn't do it because of his voice and, you know, because he wasn't tall enough, blah, 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 blah. But he did the thing with the Rocky and, you know, his voice and stuff, his accent. I mean, listen to me how I talk. You know, it would blend because people say in films, you know, maybe Sylvester Stallone, you know, he's a big action guy and listen to his accent stuff. I love Stallone. Nothing. I was like, his accent doesn't bother me or anything like that. But how it would blend into the film, he has the accent and I have the accent myself. So it would fit. Like everything I'm doing, even though people are going to be like, what the hell is Shelley doing? What is she talking about? But the reason why I'm not really talking about plot is because I know that people steal. So I'm keeping the plot to myself and I'm just talking about these ideas for characters and stuff. But, you know, because, you know, Stallone is Italian and part of me is Italian, you know, the accents, you know, everything like that, I think it could be, you know, passed off that Stallone could play my father. And it would fit. It would blend because we have the accents. And it would make sense because sometimes, you know, you look at and you watch a film and go, this doesn't make any sense. But with having Stallone as my father, and for me being the way I am, you know, Bostonian, and, you know, even Stallone isn't a Bostonian, it kind of would make sense. We would blend in a film. And I think that's what people want to see. They want to see, I mean, if you ever watch a film and you see mothers and fathers and kids, and you ever go and sit there going, well, the kids really don't look like their parents or don't seem like that. I mean, you know, kids can look different from their parents, but I sit there and watch a film, and I was like, well, how can these people be the parents of these kids? So I was thinking of, you know, of course, you know, the father part would be out there in California, but it's kind of the thinking that Stallone would fit me as my father. So he's someone that I'm really thinking of to play my father. So that's basically, you know, stuff that I really think in my head that I would love to see him play my father. And, of course, there's other people I think of, but, you know, I don't know. I know, believe me, I know and I understand that film, you know, the entertainment world is a business and you have to be smart and stuff like that. I mean, independent films are being made. But sometimes I think when you're writing, especially if you're a fan of ninja films, I think this is what fans are going to love to see besides my background of loving ninja films and putting my heart into something and showing the people and doing my background. And these people that I'm, like, talking about for my film, I've watched their work. So it's kind of like thinking, like, I think fans will love that. You know, it's something that's in my heart. I mean, I've been crazy my whole life. I'm a spaz. And I believe in keeping those that are in my life to help, you know, uplift me. The ones that are real, I'm keeping in my life now. And I've learned, you know, I just got to be supportive of other people's dreams. I don't care what anybody's dreams are. It's just something that I do think I'd like to support, you know, other people's dreams. And I'm like, I need to go to a little break because I got to get something to drink here. I think I'm going to actually play a song here. Let me see. What song should I play? Okay. Athenius, I'm actually playing this by Horace Accord de Liza and his beautiful love of white scenario. It's an uplifting song, and I shall be right back. I'm ready, and I'm back. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with the little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, which she's actually being very, very good right here. And I would never trade her for the world, even though she drives me crazy sometimes. You know, she does. She's kind of nocturnal, and she acts like a little ninja kitty. And the little story behind her, and I've mentioned her before, is, you know, I would not trade her in for the world. And you know how people, they want to go to all these pet places and buy these animals and such? I'm telling you, I think animals are very, very special, and they deserve second chances. And she was actually, she was left behind from what I'm finding out the story, and she was actually, you know, just like left behind in my backyard. And in my backyard, people throw away cats. No, I'm not kidding. There's a cat that had its tail missing because someone chopped off the tail of the cat. Someone, there's a cat that shows up once in a while, but someone owns it and it has no eye. And another cat had its jaw bashed in. A lady paid for it, you know, to have the poor thing, you know, taken care of, and it's fine. My cat was running around in the backyard, and she kept coming out, and she's, like, looking at me. I'm actually petting the little kitty cat right now, and she's fed very well, and she's purring. I know you guys can't can't see it and such, but she was actually running around, and she actually, you know, kept running up to me, and I was like, what the heck do you want? So I kept feeding her, and next thing I know, I have a cat in my apartment. And we just became quite good friends here, and she's adorable, and I just, like, I love snuggling up to her. And I don't know what it is about animals. I've always had a passion for animals. Maybe I should have been a vet or something like that, but I've always, always loved animals. And right now I'm sitting trying to take the gucky out of the corner of her eyes. I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, that's just all nasty. Yeah, live on the air, taking the gucky out of the corner of my cat's eye. Just, that's all nasty and gross here. Good kitty. And she likes the little scratch underneath her chin here. That's it. Yeah, little kitty cat, meow, meow, meow. Yeah, I know, grown woman, I'm going to be the crazy cat lady. That's what I'm going to end up turning into, the crazy cat lady. I'm going to embrace it. I'm just sitting here stretching out with the cat. I am the crazy cat lady, ninja crazy cat lady. I think I should get her a ninja suit. She might kill me because I tried putting a cape on her to be her super kitty, and she just, like, she was going to kill me. I think she was going to kill me in my sleep, you know. I think she really wanted to fly off the refrigerator and bounce on my head. She's done that before. She's actually, you know, sat there, and I swear to God, this cat will watch me, and I'm like, she's going to kill me in my sleep. No, quite honestly, she's very lovely, and she's just an adorable little thing. She gets a little naughty from time to time, but I still got to love her. She's my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and I just got to love her. But anyway, to get back to the point of, you know, doing my show and everything, I'd like to help, you know, keep inspiring people and keep, you know, help with people and promoting their dreams, because I really, really think from the bottom of my heart that anybody that has a dream, they should just, like, just go for it, because you're just as good as anybody else. And I really tend to believe that people should have a chance to be able to at least try their dreams, and you shouldn't have to, like, stop it. So I'm actually going to play another song, and it's called The Fighter. This is actually a song that I do want to dedicate it to Sarah. Well, there's a fundraiser coming up, and it's a year since her passing. It's the Sarah Joy Foundation, and it's actually to help out with, you know, families with terminal cancer and such. And you can check it out on the Sarah Joy Foundation. It's something that I'm part of. A woman that would become my niece, who passed away shortly after giving birth to her son, her second son, because she had found a lump in her breast, and she didn't want to undergo surgery and other treatments and such because of, I don't know the whole detail. I don't want to just get into that. I don't know everything. I don't know if she had surgery on, like I said, I don't want to say about that on air, but it's the fact that she didn't want to receive, I think, treatments because it would have harmed her unborn son. So while she was still alive, she went out there and she did everything she possibly could while she was still alive, and she actually succumbed and lost her life, lost her battle with cancer. And the thing is, blessings come out of something, you know, like tragic like that, and the Sarah Joy Foundation was started by her her son, Eric, which I do call one of my nephews, and it's just a blessing that he can go on with his two sons, you know, and I just wish him very much well, my family down in Philly, and I've been adopted by many families, which I'm very blessed and very thankful for that, and, you know, it's something that I really hope you know, it does help and grow, because I know that the foundation has helped quite a few families, and it's towards, you know, help families to pay bills and actually, you know, outings and such. So for all the dreamers and the believers and such, this is from my nephew's Cardiac and Sacrifice. It's called The Fighter, and I'm going to actually have it in one of my films someday, and it's going to be dedicated to Sarah. So this is actually going to be in my film the day I actually make my film, The Dishwasher, which will probably be after the film that I'm going to be doing now and writing for. So I'm going to actually play this song, and this is for those people, those dreamers and such out there. So this is for you guys. It's called The Fighter by Sacrifice and Cardiac.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.
On the Shelly and Chuck Show with our furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Anyway, thanks again, Genesis, for actually calling in. It was great connecting with you on Twitter today. And, you know, anybody else that like to get a hold of me and you want a little promotion, just get a hold of me on Facebook on Shelly and Chuck Show on my Twitter. Send me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. You want a little bit of promotion? Let me tell you, I am a woman of my word. And anybody out there, let me tell you, you have dreams and you want a little bit of promotion just to start off with, just so that you can get into the business yourself. Get a hold of me, because after my show is actually, you know, done and you're live on my air, which I will promote you, you know, once I have you as a spot on my show, I'll give it a couple of days so I can post on my Facebook page and Twitter, so I'll promote you. My link is actually archived, so you can start off that for a promotion. Even if it's just the beginning for yourself and you want to get something out there and start a business or whatever it is, I will get your back. That's the one thing I am, you know, totally supportive of people's dreams. After what I went through in my life, I'm telling you, I will support you. I will support dreams of others. That's the one thing I'm truly 100% to get people's back, because I will support them. Whatever it may be, let me know. Get a hold of me. You know, send me, you know, whatever it may be. Like I said, if you want to do gingerbread cookies made out of, you know, look-alike cats with blue boots or something like that, you know, I'll get you on my show. We'll get you some promotion or something like that, and we'll get you started. At least I'll have you started, and then you can start networking from there, you know, your own stuff, because everybody has a right to a dream, to dream. And all you got to do is try, because remember, you are as good as anybody else, and that's what matters. And believe me, I know. I know sometimes as an underdog, well, look at me. I originally come from Boston, Massachusetts with a funny accent. I come from nothing, and I'm working towards my goals. So nothing may be handed to me, but that's quite all right. You know why? Because when good things happen to me, I appreciate them more. Well, everyone, as I open up the show with the song Battle Song from Ahura Zecora Dolezal and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, Pisces Project. Battle Song is one of those epic feels which sets the mood to a film. If you want to check out, it's not about just me, but everyone that's involved in Falkyr, F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, check out everybody that's involved there. You want to help out, donate to the film, go there and check it out for the fundraiser on there. No, just not just about me, but it's everybody else, too, that's involved. Just go there on the Facebook page and check it out. We're, you know, me, it's trying to stay in there and hang in there. And if I can stay in there, hang in there, anybody that has a dream, you can too. So look forward to having people, bringing the guests on the show. And let me tell you, it's going to be a lot of great year. 2014, I cannot wait to sell Chinese New Year in a couple weeks. All those steam buns, yum, yum, yum. 15 extra pounds, rub that little Buddha belly that I'm going to have for that day. I'll have to wear my extra big, huge pants so I can stuff it in my gut. Yum, 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 yum. All those, you know, those great buns. Oh, I just can't wait. My mouth is drooling. I'm sitting here like Homer Simpson. Oh, I'm drooling right now over those Chinese steam buns. But let me tell you, remember, you know, if your dream is out there and you don't think you can do it, you're as good as anybody else. All those that do hear the show, just remember that. I'll give you a pep talk. Let me tell you that. That's for sure. But I'm ending the show like I always do on a very positive, awesome note. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and blesses, and talk to you on Wednesday.